T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, the final hour of the show. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes, that awesome come-from-behind victory that the Hawks got last night, down 30. Randy had said earlier in the show that 162 teams had been up by 30 this year, and all of them won that game.
Yes, 52.
Oh, sorry, 152 yes. teams. had. I bet the next 10 that are up by 30 are going to
yes.
win.
Yes.
But yeah, 152 teams had been up by 30 this year. All of them won until last night.
Yes.
The Hawks got it done against the Celtics. We'll get to that. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well. We'll talk some Georgia football with him. Unfortunately, some not-so-good stories from Athens, and then obviously some big-picture college football conversation as well. We'll wrap things up with an AMA. Any question, any topic, 1:40. Phone lines will be open. Ask us anything.
I'm laughing because obviously the owners' meeting or football meetings or whatever is going on
yeah.
in Orlando now. You got certain clips coming out. I saw this from Raheem talking about Desmond Ridder. Said he did not ask for a trade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's more one of the things, just get him up out of here.
Yeah, Raheem asked for one. When yeah. he said we were bad last year because
yeah.
of him.
Yeah, basically.
yeah.
Then, have you watched The Dynasty?
Mm-mm,
the funniest thing about it is Robert Kraft, he's just basically talking like old man, just telling like it is. He had the funniest quote today. He was talking about Calvin Ridley. He said he didn't come because his girlfriend wanted to stay in the South. That's why they didn't get it. That's why Red didn't want to go to New England.
Huh.
Which is weird. I mean, Tennessee's South, technically.
Yeah.
I bet you get more money if we went.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you could fly.
You could fly.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's warm up there until, like, I don't know, October.
But still.
Most of the season.
But still. You gave him money.
Yeah.
He would
get one of those nice goose down jackets.
He would have came.
All right? Probably.
He probably would have came, Robert Kraft. Okay, just laughing about that. But no, they were saying the biggest thing is obviously, you know, streaming and and everything is a big part of what the NFL is doing now. And they're saying that because we know the Eagles are going to play a game in Brazil.
Right.
We don't know who's going to be with them over there. But the game will be shown on exclusively on Peacock.
The opening game of the NFL season. Mm-hmm. That's that Thursday night, right? Is it on a Thursday night?
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday night?
Yeah, it's Friday.
Okay, but the opening game of the season, which is always the big, you know, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The team that won the Super Bowl is involved in it. Like, it's always, you know, it's mm-hmm. always, it's the kickoff
of the
season.
And that'll be Thursday. That'll be that Thursday night. Kansas City, whoever goes to Kansas City will play that game. But the Friday night game.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I misunderstood.
You remember this year?
I misunderstood. Okay. I thought you were saying that the very first game, that Kansas City game, would be streaming
only.
Okay. So the next day,
the Brazil game with the Eagles will be.
So that's going to be streaming.
Yeah, that's going to be on
Peacock. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'll pump my brakes a little bit as far as where the NFL is going with this. Now, I will say it won't be too many years before that first game is streaming only, too. Like, that's the next step. They did a playoff game last year.
Yeah.
Right? So now it's that game on Friday night. I don't know if it's next year. But now they're letting all the streaming companies know, hey, Peacock's getting these exclusive. I know the Thursday night games on Amazon. Who else wants to get in on this? Netflix?
Yeah.
You guys seem to have some sports interest.
Dude.
You guys want to stream the opening game of the season? Cool. $10 billion.
Yep. Appreciate you.
We'll do it.
This is great. I mean, it's going. It's going to all streaming.
Where will it not go? Is there any place you could see it not going? Because I can't. Like, I think, you know, the NFL has an obligation to making sure you make more money every single year.
Correct.
Doesn't it seem like enough would, like, there'd be a certain point where it'd be like, yep, everyone's making $1 billion a year. This is really great. Let's just keep it like this.
You would think that, right?
But
no.
I would, but then I would think more and be like, nope, that's not how anything works. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, someday the Super Bowl is going to be stream only.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's going to happen.
sooner rather than later.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Like, you know, within the next 10 years.
I mean, what was that?
It's going to happen.
Andy, what was that? Oh, man, it was sometime last year. But it was during the fall when we, I think it was ESPN, Fox, and everybody was coming together.
Yeah.
To, what, remember
yeah, they're packaging all the, or a lot of their sports properties. I don't know when that's going to happen.
Right.
But they're going to have to go through a bunch of lawsuits, too.
Yeah.
For antitrust and stuff like that. Because, right. like, Fubo, the streaming service that we use for cable right now, is like, hang on, that's what we do.
Right.
That's our gig. Right. You guys are going to do that now? And yeah. So then what are we supposed to do? I don't know. Whatever. Figure it out. Do whatever you want to do. Yeah. So that's coming, which is basically just cable, isn't right. it?
It's cable, but it's going to be something different than cable.
Right. But, like, it's so funny. So, like, we all cord cut because cable was too much.
Right.
But then it all fractured in all these different directions.
Yes, it did.
And then we had to subscribe to all of them individually, which ended up being more than cable.
Uh-huh.
And now they're reconglomerating yes. to go back to one thing, which is just what cable was.
What channel do you have? Because I was doing something yesterday, and I thought about it because I have every channel on demand. It's just, I don't know. My wife always gets on me. We need to do them, like, we're cool. I mean, every single channel I have, Andy. And I was thinking about what channels don't I need? I don't need over 200 of those channels that I have.
Yeah. When we had, before we got off Charter,
uh-huh.
I had, I don't know how many channels you have, what, 500? Who
yeah.
knows? I watched five channels.
Yes.
ESPN, ESPN2, mm-hmm. Bally, TNT for basketball games, and then the regular basic cable stuff
yeah.
on the weekends
watch,
when sports would be on those
channels.
Don't
even use half of them. I use the music channel because that's a good mood setter.
Does E! Entertainment yeah. News still exist?
I don't know.
I've never watched that channel since 2004.
Yeah.
But it might, and I'm paying for it probably.
Yeah.
Is MTV still a thing?
Yes.
Really?
Well, I don't know if it's still a thing, but it's still there.
Like, that's still on
yeah.
TV?
But yeah, I just think about that. So you're looking at, like you were saying, about this whole streaming thing. Like, and you were talking about the cord cutting and everything. I might cut the cord because I don't need all the stuff. But I can't do that. I got too much pride to cut a cord. I'm sorry. I can't do it. That would mean I've gone to a place where I might as well just sell out, man.
What?
I would start eating damn turkey burgers and stuff.
Okay.
If I do that.
So cord cutting is soft?
No, I didn't say that. I said me.
I'm just
Randy.
Trying to. Fine. But
Randy.
For you. But what are you? What I don't.
That means I would give in to people who were talking about the cord cutting crew who are always talking about the cord cutting. Those people.
Who are they?
You know who they are.
Like me?
Damn it. No.
Me and Bo.
I don't
we cut cords.
No. See, that's what I'm saying. It comes off crazy, but it's not crazy. Okay. It's not crazy. Who started cutting cords first?
Oh.
People like Garrett and them. You know what I mean? Those kind of people. Those
young people?
Yeah, them.
Like millennials?
Yeah, them.
Okay.
All right, them. Yeah, okay. Them.
So you got to keep, do you have a phone? Do you have a landline at your house?
I do, actually.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We
don't have a phone connection.
You have a fax machine.
But that's what I'm saying. But still, I don't want to be, you know what I mean? I would feel like that if I cut my cord, man.
Do you have a phone book?
No.
Well, why?
What do I need a phone book for?
It's like not having a phone book is like being a cord cutter for phones.
Y'all gonna get up off me. I ain't that damn old, okay? I'm not old, period. All right, but that's just how I feel. I would feel like Garrett or Dylan, the young mushmouse.
Okay.
Yeah, them.
Okay.
But they still wipe their nose with their fingers.
You're gonna keep cable.
Yes.
Just so you don't seem like Dylan.
No, that's their generation, dog. Their generation, man.
I kind of think maybe I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying.
But I don't want to. Like, I
no,
just. I,
no, you know
no, no.
what I'm saying, not, dog.
I want you to keep, and you're going to. I know this is going to keep. Every once in a while, once a month, maybe every couple weeks, you're going to say something like that. That's only Randy. Like, it's Randy's
yeah.
world. And it's so great. And I hope you never change. And it's very, very weird. And I love it. I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't want to be them.
Don't.
Because
just
they
be
were
you.
They were the ones cutting. I need to cut the cord. You know? Oh. Y'all the older is Garrett and damn Dylan and his, them. They people are the reason I got 500 damn usage channels. There it is. I said it.
Okay. Good enough.
All right.
Good enough. Let's spend a quick minute here on the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom! Now Bogey looks to get it in. He can go into the backcourt. He does to DeJounte. And that'll be the game. It's all over. It's all over. The Atlanta Hawks have come from 30 down to beat the mighty Celtics. The final, Hawks 120, Celtics 118.
Yeah, man. Crazy game last night over there at State Farm Arena. The Hawks were down 30 points in the first half. And I'll be honest, I turned on the Iowa game.
Yep.
I was like, all right, Caitlin Clark's having her last home game tonight. Let's see what
sure
that
did.
Looks like. Which, by the way, that game was not super fun to watch. It was a lot of missed baskets. Give credit to West Virginia.
They got hoes.
They played some good defense. They had a great, great plan for Caitlin Clark.
Oh, they did. But I
know people don't watch. She had 30 points. She made most of them on the free throw line. Mm-hmm. They had a great plan against Caitlin Clark.
I thought that down the stretch, I thought West Virginia was getting hoes.
I did too.
They were not getting the call. They were not getting calls, and Iowa got Iowa got all the calls.
I understand she's a superstar. Yeah. Superstars get calls, but it was pretty egregious last night. Anyway, they're under the Sweet 16. The point is, the Hawks came back from down 30 last night against the Celtics. They outscored the Celtics by 30 points from three in the second half. The Celtics made 1 3-point basket in the second half of the game. This is something we talked about a couple of weeks ago, Randy, when we're kind of stacking up the top tier of the NBA.
Right.
That's probably the biggest flaw, the most fatal flaw the Celtics have, is an over-reliance on the
three-point
shot.
And they're not going to stop. That's what they do. That's why they're one of the best teams in the league. I mean, they put up a lot.
They make a lot.
You said they went 40.
They're number one in the NBA in attempts, 43 a game.
Yeah, I mean, and we saw this. That was one of their undoings in the playoffs last year.
It was.
You know, they got Cole Jalen. I mean, Jason Tatum was not very good particularly, although in that game seven he was amazing, you know. But I just don't – I just don't trust him because of that reason. And then, I mean, I know – and I think Jason Tatum's a great player. I think he is. And you saw late down the stretch Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown were trying, going back and forth, trying to win the game. Will their team to win on ISO ball? They just got a soft-ass mentality sometimes when it comes to this. Yeah, you win some, you lose some. We just blew a 30-point lead to the damn Hawks. Let's be ashamed of yourself.
They should be.
I know
ashamed.
It's 1-82, and I get all.
But sometimes they're not all the same.
Sometimes
you're up 30, and it would have been your 10th win in a row, and you're trying to prove something after getting beat by Denver.
Yeah.
And then you totally relax in a game and you get beat. No, I hope they're embarrassed. They should be. That them being embarrassed and their sort of success or failure is really our concern, but I'm with you. I don't trust their coach. Mm-mm. Why would you?
Yeah.
I love Jason Tatum, and he has been good in big games,
right.
But he's also been small in big games.
And just that attitude is just soft as hell to me.
It's a very it's almost like too cool, man.
Yeah.
to be pissed if you lose a game.
It counts as one loss. I understand that.
But it also would have counted as a one win if you wouldn't have blown a 30-point lead.
Dude, they just got that bottom. I don't know. They're great players, but I don't know, man. Yeah, we took our foot off the gas.
Cord cutters, probably.
What does that mean? You know they are.
Team full of cord cutters. Not Al Horford, though.
No.
Al Horford's got cable.
Al Horford has the cord.
He's got the Xfinity triple play still.
Yeah, dog.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You got the cable.
Cable.
You got the internet. And you got the landline.
Hey, they got new in it. They got those security in there now, too.
Seriously?
Yeah, dog.
Quadruple play.
Yeah, dog. Got the security.
You know Al Horford's got that.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing. Nothing wrong with it.
What did you say,
sir? Nothing, man. It's just old, good.
I'm going to go find me a phone and plug in the wall today.
Call me from
the
landline.
I'm going to call you from it.
Sounds crystal clear, doesn't it? No static over here. We'll come back. We'll see what Brandon Adams has for you. We'll talk some Georgia football with BA after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour of the Midday Show is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon.
Damn, I wish I could sing just like that.
Me
just
too.
Like that?
That's interesting. It's an interesting AMA question. Like, if you could pick one voice.
Oh, no.
It wouldn't be that.
No, it wouldn't be that.
Okay, because it would be for me.
No, I don't
want that. Oh, God, if I could sing like Chris Stapleton.
Like me, all this Randy. Sound like that.
It would be interesting.
It'd be interesting, right?
You'd be one of one.
Yeah. No.
Like Darius Rucker kind of, but not really.
Yeah, no.
If I could pick
one voice, oh, it'd be Teddy.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, it'd be Teddy.
Sure.
Teddy Insta.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I think mine probably would be Chris Stapleton.
Oh, man, if I could sound like that. With a shadow beard?
That or Marvin Gaye.
With a shadow beard?
I just think me looking like I look, sounding like Marvin Gaye would really freak people out.
Yeah.
Damn, he sounds great.
Yeah.
I got to go see him in concert.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Well, he's in the
Patagonia vest.
Yeah. I can see that. But yeah, if I can sound like Chris Stapleton. Dangerous.
Me too. I'd love it. I would absolutely love it. Anyway, we'll get to an AMA. More questions like that coming up in 15 minutes from right now. Phone lines will be open. But Tuesday at 1:20, Brandon Adams joins us, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. Brought to you, as always, by R.S. Andrews Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. If you could have a singing voice like any singer, B.A., who would you choose?
Yeah, I think Chris Stapleton is probably a pretty good choice. And I was thinking as y'all were talking, I feel like I probably can make all those notes, just not in that order and not at the same time, right? It's like I feel like my mouth could make those sounds.
Right, right.
I don't believe I can do them in the order that he's able to do them in.
Are you a karaoke guy, like when, you know, a couple drinks get flowing? Maybe that's the – I don't know, when you're on your cruises or something like that. Are you a karaoke singer?
So, in all honesty, I sort of wish that I was. Like, one of the things that I would like to do is, like, a rock band karaoke where you do it in front of, like, with an actual band playing. But and the actual truth is, like, I've never been able to, like, just sort of let myself go and do it. Not that anybody cares if I'm good or bad or whatever. So, I've had a hard time just sort of, like, letting go and letting that rip. But there is a part of me that would like to do a karaoke performance with a rock band at some point in time. I just think that'd be fun. But as of yet, I've been a little too up in my own head to do it, I guess.
Me and karaoke, you know, my wife being from the Philippines, they love karaoke. And, you know, we're going on a cruise next week, and she's already looking forward. She's already got, like, Bria, I came home yesterday, no, Sunday, and her and my son were in the living room because she got a new karaoke machine practicing. And I just told her, Bria, and I'll be honest with you, because usually her karaoke songs are breakup songs. And then everybody starts looking back at me. So I just thought, just come up with a new variety this year.
Maybe a new genre?
It's a new genre, baby. All of her songs.
How about love songs?
Yeah, she be singing the hell out of that song. I'm cheering, everybody looking over there at me. So, karaoke.
It does lead to some questions that need to be answered.
Yeah. Like, damn, is it that bad, baby?
I hadn't thought about it. That's a good point. You got to be careful with your choice when you're married. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So not great news over the weekend in Athens, unfortunately. Etienne gets arrested. He's potentially going to be a DUI. He's driving too fast, all that kind of stuff. This on the heels of a lot of other traffic issues in Athens. What do you make of this story, B.A.?
I think the worst part about it is, I mean, obviously the worst part is the fact that he made, you know, allegedly a bad decision. But, you know, from a football standpoint, the worst part about it is that Etienne had been one of the guys that had probably been most buzzed about this spring. It seems like he's making a really good transition to Georgia and, you know, seemed to be fitting in pretty well. And I think Kirby Smart was really clear today to, like, let it be known that, you know, they haven't changed their opinion of him just because he's had this incident happen. And I don't want to act like I'm shrugging the whole thing off, but to me, this is a little bit about, like, this is how things are supposed to work. You know, he did something he's not supposed to do. He got caught. Police, you know, trying to, you know, protect the roads, protect their communities. You know, he's going to pay a price for that. But I don't think he needs to wear some sort of extra stigma related to this. I'm not trying to tell you it's nothing, but it's one of those things that will be handled with, you know, punishment in the legal system. Georgia will have its own punishment for him. It may include a suspension. I guess there's a, you know, a pretty good chance that it probably will. And, you know, after that, Trevor Etienne's going to have every chance to sort of move past this and kind of, I guess, rewrite his story after all of this, which is what I think any player for any program ought to have the chance to do.
Yeah, I saw that a little while ago today. Kirby had announced that they were going to handle the punishment internally and all that. So, like you said, it could be from a game or whatever. I think it will be a game. I think that
– Whole game?
I think so.
Clemson?
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
More likely.
That's a big deal.
That's a really big deal. But we got a long way from there. And the NBA – when you think about, because G-Day's coming, I know G-Day's a couple weeks away and everything, and I always go back to the first one, you know, and wanting all the hoopla and everything. And now that a lot of these guys are gone, you're going to get to see a lot of new faces. How do you think the turnout will be? You think it'd be more than average, or you think it'd be right back at average? Because I don't think it'd ever get as big as it was that first time we went up there for Kirby's G-Day.
And what's funny about that, Randy, is I don't even think they wanted to. I think they were really glad they did 93K. And I think that was one of those things that Kirby had sort of set as a goal and a mission, and they did it. Then after that, I think internally their thought is, okay, we don't need to have this many people here again because that's a huge hassle and all the stuff that kind of goes along with that. So, you know, I think that these days they're probably expecting somewhere in that sort of 40-ish grand situation. About half the stadium may not be available because they are doing a decent amount of construction. So you're going to have about half the house that may not exactly be, you know, appropriate to sit in. But I still think they can get their 40-ish grand or something like that, which is about what they want these days, just because, you know, it is a little bit of a logistical deal to have, you know, much more in the way of that. And I think it does set up to still be a really interesting show because obviously Georgia's, you know, going to have some big questions on offense. You know, who are the big targets catching the ball from Carson Beck and the absence of Brock Bowers? And that G-Day is a little bit of a foreshadowing of some of that, which I think makes the show itself pretty entertaining. But I don't think Georgia has any designs on, like, a sequel to 93K Day. I think that's one of those things. They did it. They were glad they did it. And I don't think they have any desire to do that again.
Brandon Adams joining us here, talking some Georgia football, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. Randy asked me this question during a break about an hour ago, BA. Just in the NIL era, I know it seems like maybe some coaches don't want to be involved in it. Maybe part of why some coaches are getting out of college. If you could take a coach that is no longer coaching, a legendary coach that's no longer coaching, that you think would have been perfectly fit for the NIL era, who's the guy that you're taking?
Well, it's not football, but the first thing that came to mind for whatever reason is Jerry Tarkanian, right?
Oh, UNLV. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
It just sort of seemed like anything kind of went out there. There's something about Tarkanian that just sort of fits so well with, like, the Las Vegas vibe of that time and maybe the Las Vegas vibe that still exists to a certain extent now. That's a guy who I think, you know, could really sort of thrive in that environment and do really well, because that's one of those programs that in its heyday, and I have great memories of that growing up, really seemed to lean on the city that it was in really well. And I guess from that standpoint, you know, a Pete Carroll to USC, a little bit different type of – same type of vibe, or, you know, like what Jimmy Johnson going back a few years, you know, could have been in a place like Miami. Some of those programs that didn't quite feel college, felt more big city, that they just had that chance to sort of sell that. And in an NIL age, maybe they'd have that a little bit more. Maybe that's some of what we see USC still trying to do right now. But definitely some of those sort of, you know, bygone age, you know, UNLV in basketball, Miami, USC in football, they certainly would have had some opportunities available to them that maybe they weren't able to fully take advantage of back then.
Hey, babe, real quick, because me and Andy, we were talking about it yesterday, and we saw that Georgia got a couple of recruits from the 2026 class. And I know you, like we said, you do Dog Nation every day. Obviously, you have a following and everything like that. You, and because I can tell how I am, okay, it's 2026, it's a long ways away. Is there excitement about getting these kids, knowing the fact that 2026 is a long ways away, and we've seen how change-mindedness these kids can be?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, if you ever do, like, a foreign trip, like you go to another country, there's an exchange rate where, like, your dollar's worth something else in another country.
Right.
That's a little bit like the reaction to a recruiting story like this. Like, Jared Curtis, who committed to the number one player in the entire country, the class of 2026, and yet that's less exciting than perhaps a lesser player from the current class, because 2 years, as you said, is a long way away in this current age in which we live in. I think the Curtis thing was met with some positivity from Georgia fans, but also some curiosity, because there are a couple of 2025 quarterbacks who are getting really close to making some pretty big decisions. I think a lot of Georgia fans were kind of wondering, how does this fit in with all of that? So, you know, clearly there was some happiness, and that's obviously good news, even if he eventually doesn't stick with Georgia, which sometimes they don't. But I think for a lot of Georgia fans, this was more about, well, what does this mean for the fact that a guy named Matt Zoller is about to make a commitment coming up in just a few days? And obviously Julian Juju Lewis in a couple of months is expected to make his choice. How does the number one player in 2026 impact these two 2025 quarterbacks? And that's probably the thing that Georgia fans thought most about, that what it does to impact the current class.
BA, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good to be with you guys.
Right. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast every single day. Follow him on Dog Nation Daily as well. That's really how I do it. It's like, all right, a couple years from now, a kid who might be pretty good. But my thought is, okay, if there was any worry, which there obviously isn't from the Georgia perspective, but if there was any worry that your coaching staff was getting complacent or something and not still going after the big guys a couple of years down the road, they still are. Yeah. Those guys are committing to. Whether or not they come, doesn't matter. Just as long as they're still in the conversation for the best players in the country every single year.
That's a good sign.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, like B.A. said, I know 2025. I don't know the kid personally, but the kid from Carrollton, he's the number one guy. How do you rank him opposed to the 26th guy? Right. You know, that's what I always think of. Like, how good would he be towards the guy? Like, how good is Juju compared to Rayoli? How good are the two? You just don't know. But, yeah, that's why I was like, 2026? A long damn ways away.
26.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
Didn't they get a five-star this year? But just like most programs, you could never have enough of them because you're going to lose them.
Yeah.
You're going to lose them.
They're going to leave.
Yep.
You'll get others. Guys that commit other plays. Rayola may play for Georgia someday.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
You never know.
Like, who knows these days? We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. The phone lines are wide open. 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Yeah, look, I mean, if it wasn't that, we'd be outside.
You'd be doing something.
Yeah, I got a lot of river rocks that aren't going to spread themselves.
I got this bush I got to shave. I got to cut it down because,
Excuse me?
The bush outside on the driveway, it's covering the pole. And all you can see is the hoop hanging out of it, the basketball. Okay. You know what?
Everything you said, though, man, come on.
The bush?
Then we got to shave.
There's a bush.
Covering the pole. I can't help myself.
Come on, dude.
Okay. So you got to trim it up.
Yeah, I got to trim it up.
It'll make the pole look bigger.
Hey, dog, I got to get a new one, too, because I told little man that I would get a new pole, a new basketball hoop.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what he's turning 11 tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big double ones tomorrow.
Phenomenal.
So he's excited. So I'm going to give him a new basketball hoop.
Okay.
Yeah.
This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll start with Jamie, who's in Kennesaw. Hey, Jamie.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Randy, really? We have to hear about you trimming up your dog, man.
Do you have bushes at your house?
I do, and they're bigger than they've ever been, and I'm very proud of them.
That's what I'm saying. But it's too big now, dog.
Okay, yeah, that can be a problem.
Yeah, it needs to be shaved down.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
All right, Daddy. I hear you.
All right, Jamie. Yeah. What's up?
Real quick, side story is that, hey, Marvin Gaye, I tried to do him in karaoke, and they pulled me off.
Yeah. Tough voice to live up to.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah. All right. My wife's family is an I love you. If they go to take a pee, I love you, I'm going to take a pee. My family was not. Mm-hmm. If y'all are I love you families, which I think that y'all seem like good folk, how many times a day do you say, I love you, I love you?
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's a great, I have no idea.
We are a big I love you family. So is her family. So, I mean, I'll tell my wife I love her at least five times a day.
Yeah.
At least two by text mm-hmm. in the morning when she leaves.
Yeah.
When she comes home, before we go to bed.
Yeah. I tell her that a lot.
Yeah.
And I tell who knows how many times
you
I say
I love you.
You
tell everybody you love you.
Well, yeah, I do. But, realistically, yes. I bet I tell these kids I love them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how many times a day.
No matter.
The cool thing now, though, is
they can say it back.
She's becoming an I love you family member, too. Right. So, like, something good will happen, and she'll be like, I love you, Dad. And it's like, hang on, give me a second. Okay. No, I'm fine. Everything's okay. Yes, allergies. A lot of pollen.
Yes.
Yeah. So watching them become I love you people. Jack can't talk yet, but watching Lily become an I love you person is very cool. Nathan is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Nathan.
Yo, hey, it's Mason from Barnesville. Sorry.
Oh, all right.
Randy, I've never had the too big problem. That's unfortunate. But my question for today is, if you could ask, to go along with our series, if you could ask Lawrence Taylor one question about his career, what would it be?
Okay.
I'm telling you, I've had conversations with LT at Coco, because that was his spot, him and his boys, that was his spot after a round of golf, and we sit at the bar and just talk about ball. You know, LT's smart, just how cerebral he was. But my biggest thing was, how the hell did he not know that he had a game until he drove by the stadium?
How? Yeah. How did that happen?
He drove by the stadium like, the lights are on.
Oh, yeah.
Bam, I got a game. There's no way. That right there is the fun. got to be one of the funniest things ever.
Yeah. I mean, because you got to be so far gone.
Gone.
But then to show up and he played in the second half.
Yes.
And didn't he get a sack or two or something?
So.
Like, it played okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's my question. It's like, all right, just what's the – there's one. I mean, I'm sure there's a million stories, but there's one that's crazier than all of them.
He got stories for days.
What was the night that was the wildest?
Yeah.
Like, just in detail, full detail. Because after the deal with the series that we're doing here is the people we're asking questions to have to tell you the 100% truth.
Yes.
They have to tell you the 100%
yeah,
truth.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, talking to LT, he would always – he'd be at Coco's or he'd be at Take every afternoon. Got through a round of golf.
I thought of one more Tiger Woods question on the way home yesterday.
What'd you get?
Like, what's the supplement regimen right now? Like, what is?
Like Blue Chew?
No, just like because he looks really strong.
Oh yeah. Tiger got them jail muscles.
Yeah,
Tiger been doing like
what are you taking?
He been doing like doorway pull-ups.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, nah,
like he looks. I don't know. It's obviously healthy, but he looks like restricting big.
Yeah, Tiger been doing doorway push-ups.
Verbal is in Atlanta. Hey, Verbal.
Andy, Randy, what's going on, fellas?
Hello.
Long time no here, but I forgive you.
Listen,
I had a question. I know, man. Frequent caller from back in the day, man. But listen, I was watching Al Horford last night, man, and my mind went back to, you know, all the great runs he had with Atlanta, man. And I thought about the 2016 team, and I wanted to ask you guys, where would you rank that team on Atlanta Hawks' top best teams, and of course, you know the 2021 team also, man.
I will put that team behind the 21 team.
I think they're better than the 21.
You think
team.
So?
I know the 21 team won more games in the conference finals.
That's the only way I would say.
But
I mean, they ran into damn LeBron.
They ran into LeBron.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They won 60 games.
Yeah.
And they won like 20 in a row at some point that year or something
was
like
that.
Or they won every game in the month of January.
I think that's what it was.
Like they
had four All-Stars.
I think they were better. It sucks that that's number one probably, though.
Oh, yeah.
Two.
Sure they had some good neat teams.
Yeah, but I mean, they didn't ever even make an Eastern Conference Finals.
That's true.
Now, again, there were some Celtics teams that were very good.
Bulls.
There was some Bulls teams that were very good. There was some Sixers teams, like the Pistons. Like, it was a tough time to be in the East. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that's the best Hawks team.
Would Prime Neek with this squad, how would he be? Prime Neek with Trey.
What would Prime Neek even look like in this NBA?
I mean, Neek was a perimeter player.
But he would have to shoot a ton.
Yeah. Big shot.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, him in the pick and roll with Trey.
Yeah.
Just catching lobs from the rafter.
Yeah, Neek and Prime Trey.
It would be great.
With Mutombo.
Put Mutombo in there. Who else you need? Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Sharpshooter.
And Kyle Korver.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I mean,
there you go.
That's a good
there
team.
There you go.
All right, Marcus is on 675. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good.
Hey, what's up?
Shout out to Chuckery's lookalike from Twin Peaks last week. Really nice guy. His name's Mike.
Yeah.
The question today is, my two-month-old daughter is getting all of her shots today. What was the hardest thing you had to see your kid go through? And this goes for, you can pick one kid, you can tell me about all the kids, because I'm a family man now. So
okay.
That'll be all y'all. Thanks.
Hardest thing, I mean, definitely the shots were it. But anything, my kids, I remember, I was my first or second year in San Diego. And I was out there, and the kids were back here, and I'll never forget, I had to have surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I was like just... the whole day.
Yeah.
Until I got to college, everything was fine. But anytime they go through anything. But I.
Well, you
anytime,
can. Like your kids, you got kids that are all different ages. Like you've seen your kids actually go through life stuff.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like
broken hearts.
Breakups and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Broken. Because let me tell you this, because you were a teenage boy, I was a teenage boy, Bo was a teenage boy. Breakups now are harder than they were when we were here.
I think that's true.
Dude, trying to talk my sons out of like that, because. All our sons, your sons gonna go through it. When you and Tara have a boy, y'all gonna go through it. I've been through it with two boys, and I'm telling you now, I got two more coming up. I ain't ready for it again. They can't get
if it gets harder.
If it gets harder,
next generation.
If it gets harder, I just went through with these two knuckleheads.
Yeah, because I think it just follows you around in your pocket all the time.
Yeah, it does.
You get on social
media. Get your ass up, turn off Drake, and go do something down that day, boy. Like, what? Because, I mean, because the thing about it is, because That's my biggest. That is, I think, one of my biggest.
I think it's Drake's fault.
That's one of my biggest. I won't say flaws. It's one of the things that I don't do a lot of times with my sons is sugarcoat stuff. Mm. Like, hey, dog, man, get over it. But then, you know.
But I think that's really good, though. Yeah. I think that's really helpful.
No, no, damn, then listen to damn Drake in the dark. Shut your ass up, man. Go do it. Come on, man. I know you ain't old enough, dog. Let's go out here in the patio. Let's have a drink.
Let's do something.
Let's do something.
Come on,
dog.
See the sun.
Come
get
on,
outside.
Man. Come on, dog. That's about it.
Sitting in the dark listening to Drake.
Damn dark listening to damn Drake.
Oh, man. I just think, I really do. I think it's his fault.
Yeah.
I think it's his fault the whole generation doesn't know how to break
damn.
Up.
Over it, dog. Let's go.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day. Bo just so wanted everyone to know there's no boys coming. Bo's done. Bo's tapped out. That's what he said. What do you got?
I learned something about Norwegian knees today that I never thought I would have known. So, yeah, that's my takeaway.
Strong.
Strong. Strong. Norwegian knees.
We got strong knees. Randy will not now and will not never cut his cords.
No.
Okay?
No.
So stop asking him about it, Dylan.
Stop asking me about it, Dylan.
All right. Yeah, we'll come back and see what Duke Sabel have for
you. I watched A&E Plus yesterday. I didn't know they had that.
Coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.